Morning, Bill. I'm just wondering if I could get your thoughts on a couple of guys on the offensive line there for you, and Josh Klein and Jordan Devy. I'm wondering how their development has come along since the start of this season. It seems like over the last 2 weeks, against two pretty good defensive lines, they've held their own.
I'd say just based on last night, I don't think anybody walked out of the game feeling like, you know, coaching or playing, that it was great. There's a lot of things we got to work on, a lot of things we all need to do better. So there was some good things, and there was certainly plenty of things that could be improved. So you could put basically everybody on the team in that category, every player and coach. There were some things that were good. You know, those are both younger guys. They're probably their best football is probably in front of them. They've gotten better. Both work hard, smart, you know, tough kids. But you know, I thought they did a good job, you know, filling in for a couple guys, you know, that were out, Stork and Connolly. So, you know, those guys have, you know, made it work, and we've won. And there's still a lot of things we need to do better there and everywhere else.
Next question by Mike Reese, followed by Jeff Howe.
Good morning, Bill. I'm curious, when you looked at the defensive performance, what stood out to you as some of the main culprits in the Jets' high rushing total?
Same things I talked about last night. Need to defend the run better, need to play better on third down. Gave up a lot of third downs. I kept them on the field, let them keep handing the ball off. So we just continued to make it worse on ourselves when we had a chance to get off the field, which was obviously a combination of things, scrambles, penalties, just not good enough execution on third down, and we didn't do a good enough job in a running game either. So that's why we were on the field for 40 minutes or whatever it was.
I guess specifically, I mean, did you feel like, was it about getting off blocks? Was it about, you know, that aspect of it, maybe more than anything else, or was it poor tackling? I would imagine it's probably, you're going to say a little bit of everything. I didn't know if there was one thing that maybe.
Yeah. No, I'd say all the things that you hit on were part of it. We got to coach better. We got to play better. All the things that you said. Yeah. I don't think it was any one thing, any one player, any one play, any one scheme, or, you know, it's a combination. There's times we just didn't do things well. Sometimes it was technique stuff. We got to coach better. So it's all of it. Put it on me.
Next question by Jeff Howe.
Hey, Bill, I'm just curious if the short week was compounded by the loss of Gerard, and the difficulty of that was compounded by the short week, and then will it be any more beneficial with the extra time, the 10 days or so before the Bears game, to kind of put together and implement a more effective way to go about how you overcome that significant loss on the defense?
Well, there's nothing we can do about any of the things that you just talked about. So they're all out of our control. What's in our control is what we can do, and that's what we'll work on.
It is, we'll keep those three lines open. Oh, never mind. We have Adam Kirchen weighing in. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi, Bill. I was just curious, you used a lot of Jonas Gray last night. What went into that decision, and how did you feel he performed?
I think Jonas has been, you know, solid for us all the way through preseason. He's done a good job in practice. He got an opportunity last night. Not a lot of opportunities, but, had some blitz pickup opportunities, had a few carries. you know, he works hard. He's a tough kid. You know, bigger back, obviously, more in the Ridley size range. And you know, he played for us in a kicking game as well. So keep going with that. And you know, this is an opportunity for him. Unfortunately, you know, the way it came out, but I mean, he's worked hard. He deserves it, and we'll see what he can do with it.
Next question by Phil Perry.
Bill, I'm just wondering what the schedule will be like for you guys over the next couple of days. If once you get to Monday, it will kind of return to a normal week for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure that, you know, we have a game on Sunday, so you know, Saturday will be Saturday, Friday will be Friday, Thursday will be Thursday, Wednesday will be Wednesday, and we'll just have to figure out, you know, how to best utilize the upcoming days that we have prior to getting into the real, you know, meat of the preparation. But certainly we'll, you know, want to look at Chicago's game this weekend, put that in with the other games that we've seen on them, and you know, get our scouting report and game plan, do the best job we can do on that as a coaching staff. So some element of that is going to have to come after the weekend. I don't think we could just like, do everything we wanted to do today and leave it in place. You know, so we'll just once we get into the game week, I think it'll be, you know, pretty close to what we've done throughout the season and in previous seasons. Over the next few days, like I said, we'll try to figure out what's best for the team, coaches, players, all of us together, and so forth.
The reason I ask, Bill, is if the players, I don't know for sure if this is the case, but if the players have a couple of days off this weekend after playing, I think you said last night it was four games in 18 days, do you encourage the players to, in a way, take their minds off of football for a couple of days so that they come back refreshed, or do you encourage them to continue to study and do what they can on their own time so that they can hit the ground running when they do come back?
Well, it's a combination of both, Phil. I think definitely there's something to be said for a, you know, cleansing of the mind. We've been at it here pretty hard since the end of July. It's been virtually every day, so that's, you know, all of August, all of September, and we're halfway through October, so I'd say there probably hasn't been much more than any 24-hour period there where there hasn't been, I'd say, quite a bit of substantial, hopefully anyway, substantial thought, preparation, treatment, whatever you want to call it. You know, different aspects of preparation, physical conditioning, mental film study and preparation that, you know, hasn't gone into each and every guy, you know, over that period of time. So I think there's definitely something to be said for, you know, taking a couple days and, you know, trying to let the system decompress, if you will. And certainly we'll be back at it hard here, you know, with the Bears. It's another good football team coming in here that, you know, we don't know very well. So we'll have a lot of preparation to do for them. So that'll all come. But hopefully somewhere along the line here we'll be able to take advantage of a little bit of time to, you know, rest and not have to think about a game plan, not have to think about a scouting report, not have to think about adjustments, not have to think about, you know, all the things that we've been thinking about for the last, you know, 2.5 months, each player has had to, you know, constantly try to stay on top of and all that. So, but there's certainly a lot of things we need to work on. I'm not saying that we have plenty to do, but somewhere along the line, I think we need to just back off and try to find some space to get it out of our system for a couple of days and then come back and hit it hard again.
We'll leave the last question to any of those that have already asked a question. We've got Mike, Jeff, Adam, and Phil. Your line is open.
Adam, go ahead.
Okay. Back to the offensive line, there's been some injuries, as you know, the last couple weeks, but it seems like the unit has performed well, or at least, pretty well. How would you characterize sort of the leadership of guys like Connolly while they're out to have the new guys like step in and perform at a good level?
I think we've gotten real good leadership from those guys. Dan in particular. Dan came out of last week's game, and he did everything he could to be ready to play last night. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to quite turn the corner and make it. But that being said, he was very good in terms of, working with the other guys, trying to be helpful, the team that he has a lot of familiarity with in the Jets defense, try to help them. I think he's given us great leadership all year long. Wendy too, stepped in there playing between two guys that didn't have a lot of experience, and I think his line calls and, ability to communicate, especially again with a team like the Jets, it gives you, some different looks and some different calls and things you have to do during the game, some of which, especially on a short week like this, you don't really get a lot of time to practice or him being able to handle that and the three tackles, Nate, Sebastian, and Marcus all, have done a good job in terms of their preparation and, working with the guards, working with the tackles, the whole line, communicating. That whole group has, just in terms of preparation and, being together and doing things together as a group, from on the football field, I think that's gotten better every week. Could it still improve? I mean, of course. I'm not saying that we've arrived or anything, but we've definitely done things better, which we should. I mean, we've been working at it for a long time, so we should see improvement. We've seen a lot of good fronts. We've been challenged every week. We'll see another one this week. We're just going to have to, just keep grinding it out, keep getting better, and, keep working together. And we're going to have to build some, build some timing and execution without Steven back there. So whether that's, Jonas or Moore Shane or Brandon, James White, whoever's carrying the ball, but there's going to, obviously there's a lot of reps that we've had with Steven as the back, and now we won't have, and so other guys will have to, help the line set up their blocks and, read their blocking patterns with more frequency than what they've done in the past relative to the number of, carries and reps in practice that Steven's gotten. So that'll all be part of it for us going forward as well.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.